Hello, welcome to The Pundit ahead of week three of the Premier League season. Last week we found out that if you have two penalty takers, you don't have any. Isn't that right, Manchester United fans? Liverpool and Arsenal are the only teams with 100% records after wins against Southampton and Burnley. Some of those gotta go this weekend. And Chris Wilder's British and Irish 11 picked up their first win of the season. DK and Alex are ready to dissect the TV Premier League games, but first, we've got to talk about the Football League guys. What a start to the season they've had with back-to-back winning trebles.
Yeah, what a fantastic start for the Football League boys. Back-to-back winning trebles, around about 13-1 in week one, 9-1 in week two. Alex Dunn, what a start for those guys.
They've not been in bad form, have they? And hopefully they can follow that up. We'll be hearing from them a little bit later. And a winner for me as well.
I thought you might mention that.
Well, we had to, didn't we? You took me on wrongly, and I think this will be a theme throughout the punt this year. If you're trying to take me on, you will get beaten.
Let's see what we've got this week then. We start off with Aston Villa versus Everton. Friday night kickoff this one, 8 o'clock. Aston Villa 11-5, the draw 5-2. Everton in the market at 6-5. I couldn't believe Everton's Premier League record in terms of their defence. They've kept a clean sheet in 10 of their last 13 games, spanning back obviously to the end of last season. And I always think of Marco Silva, those days at Watford and Hull City where they were defensively, his teams were defensively susceptible. He seems to have steadied the ship at Everton, and I couldn't believe that stat.
It's one of those rare ones where I actually don't believe the stat.
Yeah, it's a double take, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's not even just Marco Silva. You think of Everton in the past as well, and Roberto Martinez, and you think, no, they can't defend. And then you look at their players and you go, like, Digne. He's basically a winger playing at fullback. Yeah. He's so good going forward. But no, two clean sheets so far, you can't argue with that. They'll have a job keeping a clean sheet here, though.
Everton, by the way, to win the game to nil, available at 29-10. Do you like Villa in this one? Villa, Dean Smith doesn't have to be worried yet, I don't think.
No. I think they've actually played fairly well. I watched them against Spurs first day of the season. I thought they actually acquitted themselves pretty well. They just got tired late on and were beaten by a better side. That result against Bournemouth, not fantastic, it has to be said. Mm. But they'll be looking to bounce back here.
OK, give us the bets for this game. Everton very solid defensively. Aston Villa looking to pick up their first 3 points.
Yeah, despite the fact that Everton are yet to concede, I think they will here. I can see both teams scoring as a banker, to be honest. I think this will be a really, really entertaining game. So I'll be looking at over 2.5, maybe even over 3.5 goals. But ultimately, I think Villa are the value here. I'm surprised to see them as big as they are. They've impressed me what I've seen of them so far. They do need to get a win sooner rather than later. You can't play well in defeat for long in the Premier League without picking up results. They need a win. I'm going Villa and both teams to score.
Villa and both teams to score for Alex in the Friday night football.
Cheers for that, DK. Right, don't forget, William Hill's been turning losers into winners with golden goal this season. 3 of the 4 games have copped, so if you back City in the Community Shield, Chelsea in the Super Cup or Man United at Wolves on Monday, you still won. Aston Villa against Everton gets the golden goal treatment this week. Remember, if the team you back to win scores first, you win, no matter what the result. Best of luck.
Let's move on to the Saturday lunchtime fixture then. Norwich taking on Chelsea. Norwich available at 16-5 here with William Hill. The draw 3-1, Chelsea 78-100. Don't forget, you can build a Your Odds bet on the William Hill website and on the app as well. Sometimes you put up the right bet and you don't get rewarded. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what happened with Chelsea and I last week. Chelsea went into the break 1-0 up against Leicester, dominant in that first half and pegged back after the break. And yeah, it was very frustrating from my perspective.
Well, for all I was delighted to have got the better of you in that personal duel, Chelsea were really good in the first half. Second half, Leicester just had the better of things. Leicester have got some really talented players. That didn't surprise me in the slightest. And I wouldn't be giving up on Chelsea. They're actually a similar price, aren't they, against Norwich than they were against Leicester. Obviously, one's at home, one's away, and this is against a newly promoted side. But I'd probably rather back them on this occasion than I would have done last week.
OK, Chelsea may be the bet here, but one man's caught the eye in his first 2 appearances in the Premier League, and that's Teemu Pukki.
Yeah, he's been in absolutely stunning form, hasn't he? Scored at Anfield, and everyone went, oh, OK, well, he scored a lot in the Championship. Maybe he can do it in the Prem. And then against Newcastle, he ran riot, to be honest. And he was so impressive, not just at goal scoring, but his build-up play, his work rate, everything about that performance was absolutely spot on. And he's going to have to be the main man for Norwich again. If they are going to stay up, he's going to have to keep scoring. But whether he can score on this occasion, I'm not so sure.
OK, what's the bet here?
I'm going to side with Chelsea. it's a game that I ummed and ahed about for a little bit of time. In the end, I think that the class will out. Teemu Pukki, obviously in very good form, but I'm not convinced that he deserves to be as short as he is to score in this game. I think Chelsea could just shut Norwich out here. A good old-fashioned away day performance from Chelsea. I think 2-0 is the most likely scoreline.
Chelsea to win the game 2-0 in that lunchtime kickoff. Let's talk about our new game, Easy as ABC, which was launched to critical acclaim last week. And by that, I mean we didn't get lambasted about it on Twitter. The winning score was Henry Winters, but bit of controversy last week. We've had to knock him down to 11. He missed out L. Let's see how this week's contestants get on.
Atletico Madrid, Bayern Munich, Charlton, Derby County, Everton, Fulham. Thing is, I don't know the alphabet. Gillingham. Hull, Ipswich, J.
Time's up!
Now, you need to be watching on YouTube because that's one of the best stills of someone's face you'll ever see. A decent effort with nine as well. Let's see what the next contestant has in store.
Anderlecht, Barcelona, Chelsea, Derby County. Eindhoven.
That's just four. You can't have Eindhoven for E, Alex.
No, it's a P. PSV. Three letters, none of them are E.
Let's squeeze one more in.
Arsenal, Blackburn, Chelsea, Derby, Everton, Fulham, Guildford Town, Hereford United. I'm stuck on I.
Time's up.
Such a promising start there, but stuck on I for about 20 seconds. We'll have more of the game Easy as ABC next week, but right now we're talking about the match of the weekend. It is, of course, at Anfield. It's Liverpool taking on Arsenal. It's a 5:30 kickoff on Saturday. Liverpool 47-100 to win the game. The draw is available 18-5, Arsenal 11-2. You might be looking at match results and both teams to score. Liverpool in that market 6-4, and the draw 19-5, Arsenal are 7-1. I want to actually start with Liverpool's defensive problems. Can you call them problems?
Yeah, I think you probably can. And as such, Liverpool and both teams to score, you said, was 6-4. That makes plenty of appeal, I've got to say, in a game like this, because so far they've not been against the greatest of opposition, Liverpool, but they're conceding. And yes, against Southampton, it's a freak goal, but they're the freak goals that they weren't conceding last year. And it's not just the fact that Alisson's out injured. It can't just be that. Mm-hmm. There's something defensively that hasn't clicked like it did last year. Last year it was just a staple of Liverpool games, wasn't it? Win to nil. Hasn't been the same yet this season. And of course, Arsenal going forward, pretty good.
Yeah, they seem to be pushing up a higher line anyway, Liverpool this season so far. And given Arsenal's pacing behind, that's interesting. I think the shots they conceded as well, 12 against Norwich, 14 against Southampton, that's definitely a worry for Liverpool. And as mentioned, Arsenal have got so much pace. If they do press high, they'll get in behind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Pepe's come in and he looked really bright against Burnley when he came on. You've got Aubameyang obviously in there as well. Lacazette's a danger. Going forward has never been a problem for Arsenal. My issue is that this becomes just a straight shootout between the pair of them, and there's not many sides in world football that will beat Liverpool in a straight shootout. You've got to be quite savvy to beat them. I can't see anything other than a Liverpool win, I'm afraid.
I'm really looking forward to this game. I think over 3.5 goals is a bet. I think both teams to score is a bet. What's your bet?
I think Liverpool will win. Their home record is just phenomenal. At Anfield, they do not lose. And for all I can see, Arsenal scoring one, maybe even two here, I just think Liverpool will have way too much for them going forward. When they met over Christmas last season, finished 5-1 to Liverpool. And I want to talk about Roberto Firmino. He has got the most stunning record against Arsenal. He often scores early against them as well. Mm. He bagged a hat-trick in that 5-1 win. My best bet of the whole weekend is Firmino to score in a Liverpool win. That's not even mentioning how good he is off the ball. But his goal scoring against Arsenal is bob on. For him to score another Liverpool win, I can't look past it.
The new handball law is completely and utterly wrong. It's absolute nonsense. It's robbing the game, I think, of some of its naturalness and joy. Yes, the law should have been brought in, but if the ball goes directly in the net off your arm, yes, rule it out. A goal cannot be scored off your arm, I get that, but when it's deflected accidentally into the path of somebody else and they put it there, those goals should stand. I said last week on Sav Says, I love VAR, and I do, but this is the law the lawmakers have got wrong. They've got to change the law. It favours the defenders. In that scenario, Skip and Laporte are battling for the ball. If it comes off Skip's arm from that distance, nothing's done. It's accidental. If it comes off Laporte's arm, creates a goal, it's ruled out. So it's got to be the same for both teams, or get rid of the law. It's absolute nonsense. Change it.
I hate to say it, but I actually agree with Robbie Savage. I think that new handball rule is absolute nonsense.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that it favours the defensive side so much. If the ball hits your hand and it leads to a goal, they rule it out. If it hits a defender's arm in the same situation, it's not a penalty. Yeah. I don't like that, just the consistency of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind it, but it has to be the same for everyone as far as I'm concerned. But again, I don't really like agreeing with Mr. Savage particularly. But no. I think you have to on that occasion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with Robbie. I agree with everyone.
Have you seen, by the way, that it is illegal for a member of the coaching staff or a player to enter the VAR room? Have you seen that this
I've
week?
Not seen that.
So, but the VAR room is in Stockley Park, miles away from any Premier League ground. I mean, if you are so enraged about a decision that you feel the need to walk maybe hundreds of miles in some cases, I think you'd...
You've got issues away from football.
No, I think you can review the decision. if at no stage on the way there do you think, I'm over this now. I was amazed to read that this week, but it's VAR for you, isn't it?
Let's move on to Bournemouth versus Manchester City. Bournemouth 14-1 to win this game. The draw 13-2. Manchester City 2-11. From what I've seen in the opening 2 weeks, City have nothing to worry about. I think they are going to win the league by a considerable margin. Kevin De Bruyne, it's like having a new signing there, isn't it, given he missed most of last season. You talked about him before the Community Shield. He set up 2 last week against Spurs. I think he's going to be influential in City's season. I think they're going to win the league by at least 6 points, Manchester City.
Okay. I thought you were going to say by September. I think that is bold. No, De Bruyne has been superb, hasn't he? Those crosses for the 2 goals that they scored against Spurs were just incredible. There's not many players could do that. In fact, the second one wasn't even a cross, was it? It was a drilled pass. He is at the top of his game. Bournemouth are interesting, though, because you always feel like they're good value for a goal. Whether they can score here, I don't know, because I've been keen, haven't I, so far, to take whoever Man City are playing on from a goal-scoring point of view.
Yeah.
Because, again, I think this is my catchphrase now, if you don't have the ball, you can't score. But Spurs did have the ball occasionally and did manage to score. That caused a few problems for City, but Bournemouth aren't at the same quality. Mm. Wouldn't surprise me if they nick a goal, but I'll probably leave the outright result out of this with Man City being so short.
From what we've seen from Eddie Howe against Pep Guardiola in the past, he won't compromise. He'll go at City.
He will. That's how they line up. They always do. They've got Wilson and King who are lively. They've got Ryan Fraser as well on the other side. They've got lively players who can cause problems. But again, you've got to win the ball back off City. Then you've got to have the quality, consistency to do something with it. Whether Bournemouth are quite consistent enough to do that, I'm less convinced.
I'm going for a big Manchester City win in this game. They've dominated against Bournemouth in the past. I think that will happen again.
Yeah, it follows trends, doesn't it, the Premier League? And Man City and Pep in particular has just got this phenomenal record against Bournemouth. To be fair, Man City have a great record against a lot of teams, but as if you're a Bournemouth player, you're surely not looking forward to this game with any relish at all. I think City will win. I think they'll do it easily as well. They are a very, very short price, though, so I'm going to take the result out of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Kevin De Bruyne. We've mentioned how good he's been recently. He's surely just waiting to score. That's all he needs to do to cap off what has been a fantastic start to the season. And he's a fair price to notch at any time here. That'd be my outright pick.
Okay, Kevin De Bruyne to score for Alex at any time in that game as Bournemouth take on Manchester City. Now it's time for Derek's Bits. Derek is 0-2 so far with his naps. He's gone on longer losing streaks than that, so don't worry. And he's still come out, well, only slightly behind in the past as well. So here's Derek's Bits.
A recent survey said a third of Tory MPs favour the return of the death penalty.
Paul Pogba has asked if he can take it. The United midfielder splits opinion after his demands to take and miss a penalty on Monday in a battle for sixth spot with Wolves. There are those who say Paul Pogba is one of the worst buys in Premier League history. Those people are called critics. And there are those people who say Paul Pogba is the best midfielder in Europe. Those people are called Paul Pogba. After the poverty of United's second-half performance at Molineux, there are those who believe Crystal Palace are worth a bet at 9-1 to beat them at Old Trafford on Saturday. Only those who've watched Palace recently will recognise that for the insult it is. Only those who've watched United recently will recognise that for the solid bet it is. Biggest game of the weekend, of course, is Liverpool v Arsenal, which brings together some of the best strikers in Europe, plus Mo Salah. One thing you can be sure of in this fixture is goals, especially if you're Liverpool. The Reds have scored 15 in their last four meetings with Arsenal at Anfield. Although, to be fair to the Gunners, had VAR in operation, at least 26 of those would have been ruled out. There's a chance that Mesut Ozil will play, but how will we notice? It was no wonder Ozil looked stunned when confronted by those two robbers a couple of weeks ago in London. He didn't realise you needed a motorcycle and knife to commit robbery. He thought you just needed to be wearing an Arsenal number 10 shirt. Ozil stayed in his car and left his teammate Sead Kolasinac to fight off the attackers. Once again, he left his fullback exposed. When Ozil finally leaves Arsenal, he said he's not worried what kind of salary he gets. He just wants an escape clause. Both teams to score is probably the safest bet of all time on Saturday. But it's only 4-7, and a day I start betting at cramped odds like those is probably Saturday. For those who like to walk a little more on the wild side, Burnley, so impressive against Arsenal last week, a monster bet material at 19-5 to win at Wolves on Sunday. If they win, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank. If they don't, I'll be laughing all the way to the food bank.
Last televised game of the weekend then is Spurs versus Newcastle. 1-5 Spurs to win the game. They draw 11-2. Newcastle available at 14-1. I'm afraid we've got to talk about Newcastle. Alex, you're
Why?
A big...
Why? Do we have to?
We must. Big Newcastle fan. It's as if Basil Fawlty's moved from hotelier to football management with Steve Bruce, because there's a lot of mismanagement going on at the Toon at the moment.
There is, and I'm loath to have a go at Steve Bruce, because the reason that Newcastle fans are unhappy is primarily because of Mike Ashley. But Steve Bruce is almost the public face of Newcastle because Mike Ashley doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's difficult. You also have to factor in Steve Bruce as a tactician is not great. And we've said that since the start of the season. And that has been pretty clearly evidenced in the two games so far. That Norwich game was a shambles. Newcastle need to bounce back. Mm. This is not the game that you want when you're bouncing back.
No, I mean, Spurs have a decent enough record against Newcastle, 13 wins in the last 21 Premier League games against Newcastle. But saying that, Newcastle have won 8 of them as well. This rarely, if ever, ends in a draw.
Yeah, going back through the last, 15 years, I remember going to watch Newcastle, and the record against Spurs, as you mentioned, not horrendous at all. And there's been some good games in there as well. I don't think this will be a classic by any means. It'll be Newcastle trying to fight for the shirt, trying to fight for the fans, trying to do something, but quality-wise, I just think it's not quite there, and Spurs should be winning this.
Okay, Spurs to win the game, but what's the bet? I think Newcastle have struggled to fit Jonjo Shelvey into the team. That's something that Steve Bruce has to think about.
Yeah, he's scored against Norwich, which is the only goal that Newcastle scored so far this season, but just going forward, there's too much of a gap between midfield and an attack. Joe Linton's been isolated so far this season. That probably won't change much here. I can't see Newcastle doing too much to change things. Spurs, for all that they conceded first against Villa and took a little bit of time to warm up, they look pretty good in the end. Mm. And I think that they'll see Newcastle off fairly comfortably. So I'm going to go for a correct scoreline here. I'm going to go 3-0. I just can't see Newcastle scoring. And I think Spurs going forward, way too good.
3-0 Spurs then in the final TV game in the Premier League this week. What about the Football League? Those lads have started on fire. Two winning trebles back to back. Let's hear their naps for this weekend.
Well, after Preston's 3-1 midweek destruction of Stoke, there was only one real direction I could go with my bet, and that's over 2.5 match goals. Preston's matches have been jam-packed full of goals so far this season, even if you take out the 4-0 win over Bradford in the Cup. Now, Sheffield Wednesday overs landed just once so far. Their games have been predominantly unders, but when you're offering me a Preston game, over 2.5 at 11-10, that has to be my nap for the weekend.
One of these weekends, my League One nap is going to be odds against, but not this weekend. It's going to be Wickham at 17-20 at home to Southend. Wickham have won the last four games straight at home. Three were keeping clean sheets, but three have been unders, one has been overs. But Southend have played four, lost four. They have a tendency to keep it tight in the first half, so I really don't know if this is going to be Wickham minus one or Wickham and unders or Wickham and overs, so I'm playing it safe. But my nap this weekend is Wickham at 17-20 to beat Southend.
No surprise, Plymouth even money to beat Walsall, two relegated teams, but I backed Plymouth in my first nap of the season and was right, they've stolen all Bury's best players off them. Decent home form anyway. Backed against Walsall last week, also right. Walsall's away form the last 10 months is genuinely terrible. I don't see them escaping the league this season, but these two have been in the same league in three of the last 10 seasons. That includes the last two, and in those, the home side have won every meeting. Plymouth are even money.
What about that then, folks? Pete Farris, top of the table currently, £40 in profit. Al Ross, £22.50. Gav, £16.33. And you've just crept into the plus column as well, Alex.
It's profit.
It is.
You can't not profit. You can't not profit because you're minus 20.
I am. I'm keeping good company at least, alongside Derek McGovern. What's your nap this week?
I've gone with Liverpool to win and Firmino to score. I mentioned he's got that fantastic record against Arsenal. I think we'll see a lot of goals in that game. I'm really looking forward to it. But I think Liverpool will end up scoring three or four. And I'd be very, very surprised if that magic Brazilian is not on the score sheet.
I fancy West Ham to win this week. I think the price is good as well. 5-2 on the Hammers. Watford have lost their last five Premier League games now. I'm not sure why they are so short in the betting. West Ham, I think they've got a decent team this season as well. I can see them winning that game, and I think 5-2 is a very good bet.
Yeah, you've got a soft spot for the Hammers, haven't you?
I have.
I don't disagree with you, though. I'm not crazy on West Ham, but I don't want to back Watford at that price at all. I'd certainly be looking to avoid them. So, yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
They've got a cracking record at Vicarage Road as well. So the naps this week, I'm going with a West Ham at 5-2. You're going Firmino to score and Liverpool to win.
I am.
In that game against the Gunners. Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and listened to the punt, or if you've watched on YouTube, thank you as well. Do tell your friends. Myself and Alex Dunn signing off for this week. If you're having a bet, check out all the markets at williamhill.com and on the app. And myself, Alex and company will be back for the action next week. We'll be right back.